Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell all audiences, please. Oh, I'm organic, okay. No, I'm not organic, okay, but I'm on his show. This is Organic, okay. You are listening to, we're listening to Talk Dude, a comedian, a spokesman, a visionary, a true voice. It's 6 o'clock on the dot, but Organic OK will be joining us shortly. You're listening to his show. It's called Organic OK. Organic OK show is brought to you by Organic OK. These guys are going around as a philanthropist, healing the world. Ask yourself, have you done anything to heal the world today or even recently? I know. Weather's bad. There's a nasty corona thing going around. Everybody's bundled up. This is a problem, isn't it? It's just not safe out there right now. Anyway, please, I'll tell you what. I'd like to basically have a conversation with somebody. Call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now let me get started. Things are bad. Look at the news. There's always a problem, but look, there's always a problem out there, but one has to ask the question, are people getting together and actually helping? What we want to do on our show is, once again, lighten you a bit, you know, light a fire in between those ears of you, or spark things up, you know, like all those great true visionaries, the prophets that show the way. It's a necessity. Anywho, okay, what are you doing right now? Are you in your home? Are you warm? Are you comfortable? Are you around family? You should be. Find a way to connect somebody. You know, it's really easy now to do that. We have social media. It's time when you had to be kind of a celebrity, a professional to put something else out there. Now everybody's doing that now. Are you using it? Are you getting involved? Are you doing something?
What's going on with you? You know, I'm here. This is comedian Organic, okay? And you've been telling the people.
I've been telling them.
I hear you. You're telling the people. You know? You have slide yourself in there because that okay is something, man. People start using the okay word and forget where they're going. You know? That's a little key part you put in there when you're starting your game, right? Okay! You know? Is an element to respond back to. Okay. Yeah. So you are in the moment inside of your conversation that gives you back what we have been having a not clear understanding about our power collectively. This is a show regards to community. And one of the things that I'm seeing is we show all different types of situations where people, if all this is based off of certain propaganda and infrastructure in place for people not to have collectively the same opportunity as others, then we're always going to have unfair and, you know, biases that are always going to give everybody a concussion. And that's really what it is, you know. When you're talking to somebody, think about in our field, right? When we are communicating with people and they're enjoying it, do you not see that same appeal of experience that uplifted the actual, you know, experience that you would not necessarily have if that approach wasn't necessarily presented, right?
Mm-hmm.
So In this show of the community platform, people ask this, what is it based on? Right? Now, if you just give somebody raw material of pretty much any source, right? It's not that the actual material is not important, but it's all about how you actually construct and lay that material together and make it work and make it come to life, right? And that's what we're doing. This is the point in our platform, right? everybody, you know, this is Talk Dude, and, you know, it's so important that as he presents his platforms, you take that time, because he's inside of that desire. He's inside desire, and he's searching, and he's there. So when you see this gentleman, give him the desires of your conversation that you know that you want someone else to take that kind of consideration with. Give him that consideration. And when you come to preparate your desires of whatever you illustrate, is it food or just creative space, just be considerate. Be considerate that this guy may not be the way you think he is, but he's all of what you need him to be and more besides it as far as creative space. So let's be mindful. Let's truly be mindful of the abilities that we are connecting with. Because a lot of times abilities that we're looking at, we don't necessarily see the whole components, but that could be the more components that we need to make ourselves become even better. Is that not right, Talk Dude?
That's exactly the case. That's exactly what the show is about. That's exactly what our crusade is about. It's what it's always been. God, yes.
Now, let's ask you this, Talk Dude. In your life experiences, can we go into what the desires that you want to pit through in your ability, not the opposition that we always going to face, but the desires in your fantasies that people can see in the narrative of them looking at you, they get the perception that they may not necessarily get the whole picture to, right? So when you look at things in the store, right,
yeah,
that look the most innocent, the most weirdest, the most, you like, I've been looking over this my whole life. What is this? It kind of finds out that is possibly the most powerful thing that could change your life that you've been running away from.
Oh, yeah.
And people do that all the time. People that don't know that going to change their life for the better, they sit there and search. It's one thing to come with your best, and people do not appreciate it, but to come with your least and get mad at people knowing it's not your best, that's a whole different conversation, isn't it? People, this is Talk Dude. Talk Dude. Tell them about their desires, man. How do they truly stay committed to it? Tell them that.
You keep it in mind. You realize those fantasies, those dreams, those ideals are there for a reason. You're supposed to make your what have you come into a physical reality. You're supposed to take daily steps to make it so. Now, so many of us, we get focused basically on, how do I put this? So many of us are consumed with doing what we got to do, the obligations, make that money, do it all.
Don't let the money, they say, whatever. What I always said, don't let the money make you.
Yeah, that's a fact. Before you know it, you realize, oh my God, I spent my whole life being a slave, holding nearby, working for money.
It didn't make a dollar. Didn't make a dollar, because after you got it, it'll blow it out of your hand. It'll blow it into a place where you had never seen your ability be castrated as fast as your greed. And you always slept with your frustration.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. Now, you know, people have daily dreams, things you want now. Today, what do you want? Ask yourself that.
People. I didn't mean to cut you off. It seems like what you was doing, man, it seemed like it was really there. I just want to make sure people that wasn't listening, that couldn't hear that well, I made sure I talk a little louder for them.
Ask yourself every single day, what do you want? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself what you want. Ask yourself how to get it. Ask yourself what you need. Every single person
out
there.
You've been talking to them, man.
I know people are afraid to trust themselves, afraid to follow that heart. They're afraid. The heart leads can lead you. Heart leads you to heartbreak. They're afraid to do that.
But think about it. They don't tell you about the other parts the heart gives you. The heart set there. It set there inside of the organs. You know, it set inside of the organs of the ability. You know, set there all the plasma that's fueling. You know, your organs. Your heart is beating. Your heart is telling all the signals. You know, the valves that's in there. You know, it's opened up greater moments. And that beat is touching. It's a mournful place. It's a very mournful place. You know, we mean a lot of different things. As people try to dissect the actual ability that you have been given them for so long, it's like, they get to a point where they get numb on the actual desire that you're pushing them beyond their ability that they don't recognize. And that's what you're dealing with. People have been, you know, pushed beyond their recognizing greatness. And so they think they fail. Because they push so far into greater that they don't have no familiar reference to this level that bothers them so much.
Damn.
And people that don't recognize that, they think that they failed, but they didn't fail. They succeeded to not fail. That's what they didn't know the difference. So they look like they're on the outside, but they're on the inside. And look, it was double-sided, you know, perspective of seeing something. You only see the cage. And sometimes you're on the outside of the cage. You're not in the cage. And after you come up to that space, you see depression because it's on both sides of seeing the mirror that reflects. And the mirror reflecting, if you're not seeing what's inside the ingredients to reflect these things. And that takes away some of what you're not getting because you're looking at some component that's not visible for you to actually see completely. You're seeing a percentage of illusion, in a sense. And that illusion could, you know, derail your ability if you're in this kind of trance and you know, kind of memory transition. You may not see the things you think you need to see, but you're already in the place that you need to be, like a scale, right? A scale, you'll turn it on if it's a digital one. You don't see how much you weigh, right?
You got it.
So
if you can rap.
If you yeah, so that's life. Sometimes you don't see things that turn on, but it's always there. Especially if it's already, you know, it's meant to be. It seems like if you don't do the scale, it's going to be the same numbers if you was on the scale. If it was turned off, it's not going to be no difference. But if it's turned on and you get on that scale that's going to tell you something, it's going to tell you immediately what's going on. And you got to know the difference between when people are turned off or not turned on and you're trying to get numbers out of them or trying to get something out of that that's not turned on for you. Your ability is not limited by the community. And the infrastructure of the propaganda that people fit into the community and you know, and compromise, that's not the end, you know, of all, you know. It's not giving you everything. And we have to recognize that. You got all these people that are so great, and as soon as they get up to move into their, you know, their ability, people start coming with this propaganda, well, I'm from here, and I'm struggling. Like, hold on a minute. Your greatness shouldn't be covering my eyes because people come from different places. When you get out of a vehicle and you've been in a vehicle for a long time, what you got to do? You got to stretch. So when you're stretching and bothering people, there's something else to that. People want to keep you crippled. They want your mind to be uncomfortable so they can be comfortable walking around and you changing and traveling and moving and taking things on. And the person that wants you happy because where they came from, what kind of mess is that? We got all these people trying to castrate you for a political position, not a life evolving position where people seeing the greatness, community, life, all these things evolve. And it's not about just propaganda so much about language. Look at what language really means. If the ability of your greatness is the universal language of body language, what are we talking about? You know what? I got to tell you this. This top dude right here, his language is body language. He's got the universal ability. What kind of amazing ability is that? He's got the universal language, body language. His life is a body language, and y'all are frustrated with, and that's what he's doing. He's using universal language, body language, and he's uncomfortable because you're making him feel uncomfortable because you're not familiar with the body language. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, 17 minutes after the hour here on the program, comedian Organic OK, the host. Please throw in your two cents. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. Good people, don't you have the desire? I mean, you hear the radio. Don't you want to be on it? Don't you want to be heard? You can be heard tonight. Get in the middle of all this self-help. Take the first step. Let yourself be heard. Let yourself realize what you need.
You got a name now. We calling you body language.
Body language.
That's you. You body language.
Look, I know I move around quite a bit. I don't know if I'm like, I could be a physical comedian when I want to be, but actually even when I don't want to be, that's involuntary. That noise is involuntary.
Okay. So now you're going to disrupt what I just picked you. I picked you up to slam dunk it. Now you're sitting there doing baby layups, tripping over your feet now. Come on, man. If I pitch you up to slam dunking, keep slam dunking. And I get the rule to keep dunking. Just keep dunking.
Keep dunking. All right. Now, I want to basically, look, I want to inspire people. I want people to be inspired. Are people out there
listening? Guess what? You don't make them feel like it's a wedgie. What is a wedgie for anybody? It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. I was one of those kids that like getting wedgies. I mean, I had to learn. I got a lot of them, you know?
No, that's not what I mean. What I'm saying to you is, if you help somebody, help them. Don't suffocate them with the oppression of help. See the difference? You ever hear somebody talking about helping somebody, they oppress you with helping you. They talk about someone by helping you, but they don't free you, right? And they say, it's you freeing you, but guess what? It's a component within people help that pose to free you from the action. So when you're freeing somebody, you don't oppress them through the actions of not understanding. It is oppression once you don't help the person. It's oppression at that point. Because if you're giving somebody true help, they're supposed to precipitate that experience. Right?
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be like, hey, I helped you. Like, they don't help. They don't appreciate the help. That's somebody that's trying to use you and trying to exploit you. Because the help, once they become at the level they are, if you people in between won't show you that they appreciate it, it's also maybe the same way, but you're going to see the difference in their life. If somebody was being oppressed, mentally oppressed in their ability to not truly be themselves, and someone came along and showed them what they need to do, their language will change. Their energy is going to change. You're going to see their face look more enlightened. You're going to see their body looks more excited to move and be great. Before they even tell you, you're going to see things different. Now, if they're trying to hide this from you, why are they trying to hide this from you if you truly change their life? If you're not the problem, only thing you can look at is, oh, maybe somebody you're dealing with, that you don't know, either that person is exploiting them or pin them do something to possibly come back and exploit you. Why not? If somebody truly helping, why did not show that you're helping them and appreciate it? Lest that same person feel like, oh, I'm not going to give them this power to see me be happy because I feel like, based on me, they're going to try to use it against me. That's like if you swimming and someone is drowning and they panic and they end up drowning you to death, what's going to happen? You're going to die because they panic and they start choking you to death. Right? So
oh, yeah.
it's a part when help is and you got to recognize what part are you giving them? Are you giving them the part to keep you in the system as addicted to not freeing yourself, but being oppressed by the institution of the label?
I get that.
Think to yourself as you say free. If free is free, when someone say eat, do they sit there and talk about eating or they give you the food?
We need to eat. You need to eat. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I that lollygag too much. I was trying to be the direct approach. Trying to be the direct.
This is what you do. You do it. All the passion. You know what sounds like? If you're in this place, we about to eat, right?
Oh yeah.
And people passing gas, what people feel comfortable?
No, just no.
Okay, so when you do this, what it sounds like you passing gas?
Right.
Now, if you're invisibly talking to somebody and you're giving them a message from you based on where they at, isn't that totally different than giving just a message that they don't relate to and they just undermine? Isn't that different?
Oh, yeah.
Because the person undermining you, all they listen to is understand your presentation so they can utilize it so they can exploit people with the understanding of the message. But someone truly minting and connect your message, it's going to be a different experience. Like a partner that you're dealing with. Because this show right here is community, right? And so one of the things that people can misunderstand about community, it can sound like all different things because it's community. And community, it can be inspiration. When you go to a hairstylist, you go to a barber, you tell them about what's going on with you, right?
Right.
You tell them, I'm about to go to the store, or how the kids do it, how the family do it. They ask you these things, right? So it's community. This is the interaction, right? So not only that, if we go to a restaurant, when you go to a restaurant, you're eating, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're talking, right? And
yeah.
It's a very, you know, experience and hands-on kind of therapeutic life experience because you're eating, especially eating right, and this is and fueling. You may be talking about something totally different than when you're not fueling yourself and your mind is not evaluating the space that is great. When your mind is unhealthy, it's going to be pulled in by people saying things that you're not naturally tuned into when you're really completely aligned. You tune into things that may not necessarily be in a way that is getting the best of you, where you're being shortchanged, but you really seeing the connection of the wave and you're motivated, like playing a video game, right? You're inspired, and this is more of an experience challenge that you're craving to have, and it's not getting the best of you in a way that is destructive to you. It's more of embracing, and you uplift this thing, and it's giving people this, oh, this is the level, this is the level, and as you get to those things, you start seeing people, you know, on the social setup, on the infrastructure of how they're pushing information. Because, really, think about this. As being a kid, is a kid living who have never seen. It's allowed to be a kid to see other kids. But then you got people who have been so pushing, hey, this language, and you say, what is that? That you're feeding on me that is not even giving me a career, it's not educating me at a capacity of being great through my own thoughts and my own experience. It's more of institutional, you know, like it's almost like spam. Because if I'm being a kid, and my interactions as being a kid is not set up as this kind of, you know, I call it regurgitating, cross-contaminated slavery, you know, experience, then the kid's going to truly see this and be free to wonder as the imagination of thoughts would be, right? But if this is set up propaganda, like, you see in movies today, it's very biased. Like, when I was a younger kid, and this was definitely, you know, something different, when I was a younger kid, I remember people used to talk about how these movies, they call them, you know, stereotype movies that people watched, and it had, like, you know, the voice, you know, it was recorded in a different language, and you see these things. And at that particular time, I can see that period of what that meant, even though the years and time was different because people were still people. Now, you have old people at that time. Today, you have old people, right? So
yeah.
It's always been old people that already experienced what you're actually talking about, and they have their own viewpoint on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm getting to is, when you give somebody something that's natural, you give somebody a natural experience, and they had 100 experiences with somebody positive, and you take 5 experiences of negativity that they have not been familiar with dealing with, it's going to overwhelm them in a very uncomfortable way because they can tell the difference. It's a natural ability. So if you start telling me about, hey, this is this is this, how many experiences on this land that we're on? All the internal hard drives, right? So all the spiritual vapors that's on this land, that's been suffering from the eternity of the year that it was. If we not forgot about those things, you don't think that ability of seeing all this deep energy, you know, it's like somebody come over to your house, you cooking food, and they take out the food out of your pot that you're cooking and throw the food that they want into the pot. And the food they're cooking is scraps. It's things that's not even quality. Once you feel offended, you spend all your hard work and money, all your effort, and you come and see, you bite them, and they throw their food at your pot and pick the food that they have onto the table. When you feel uncomfortable because you didn't invite them to take over. You invited them to share, possibly, if it's a potluck, everybody brings to the table. But it didn't say that they're supposed to take over, and that's what the experience that we're giving here. We're giving a seniority of propaganda that is undermined because they know, no one knows that this is just a mannequin. It's not the actual clothes that goes on a mannequin, right? So if you had a dirty mannequin and you pick clean clothes on a dirty mannequin, what's going to happen?
The mannequin's going to get dirty.
Yeah, so the clothes will be dirty, and whatever, how dirty you make it, depending on how dirty. But imagine this. Imagine you have the clean clothes, and you took whatever was dirty, and you put dirty on top of the clothes. Then you tell people hey, why don't you just, you know, clean up, take a bath, and then every time people get clean, they put dirty stuff on. That's the most backwards thing to do. You're supposed to be take a bath, and you want clean clothes on, too. Hey, everybody, this is Comedian Organic OK, and you've been talking with Talk Dude, and this show is called Comedian Organic OK. Community.
Once again, check us out online. Get involved with the cause. Be part of all this. You're invited to do so.
Everybody take care. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Good as you could possibly can under these conditions.
Thank you for listening. Thank you. And good night. All the best.